More than 1,000 people gathered for a funeral in Texas yesterday. They were there remembering 8 of the 26 lives lost in that mass shooting in Sutherland Springs. All 8 were members of one family. Here's Joey Palacios of Texas Public Radio.
The name Holcomb is very recognizable in Wilson County. Brian Holcomb was 60 years old. He was filling in as pastor at First Baptist the day of the shooting. He and his wife Carla were killed that Sunday, along with other members of their family. Brian and Carla owned a shop that provided canvas awnings. David Durham worked with Brian in that industry.
There was not a bad bone in his body. Every single time I encountered him or picked up tarps, he was always had a smile on his face and was just happy, genuinely happy, and genuinely interested in whatever's going on in your life.
That can be said for the entire Holcomb family, according to friend Jimmy Fetsum.
It's a great loss because they were well-known and very nice people.
The service at the City of Floresville's Event Center was open to the public. Nearly 3,000 people attended. The caskets were placed end to end, and some were decorated to match the personality of each person. Crystal Holcomb was 36 and pregnant. She and 3 of her children, Emily, Greg, and Megan Hill, were killed. Her unborn child is counted among the dead. Susan Schanzer is a longtime family friend.
She was just a gentle, sweet soul and very soft-spoken with everyone, including her children.
36-year-old Mark Holcomb and his infant daughter Noah were killed. Their friend, 33-year-old Tara McNulty, was also killed. Her 2 children survived. The Holcombs and the Hills were buried in a private ceremony at the Sutherland Springs Cemetery. For NPR News, I'm Joey Palacios in Floresville, Texas.